You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is May 12th, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled, Money Never Satisfies. Today's scripture verse comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 10. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. All of this is meaningless. Now we have to admit that we'd like to have many things. Money, a nice home, a nice car, success. Financial success and blessings could make life easier in some ways. But we're reminded that seeking them as our final goal is useless. Money won't fill the ache in a heart, and a successful career won't solve every problem in life. Christians are to view money differently than the secular world views it. The secular world looks at money as bringing success and happiness to individuals. Because of this, society continuously strives to acquire as much wealth as possible. However, the Bible shows us how meaningless it is to strive for such wealth and reveals the truth about money. In the book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse 12, it says, Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not, he is like the beasts that perish. A person may have wealth and may have his or her heart enlarged in love, thankfulness, and obedience, and may do good with it. So it is not a person having riches that prove him or her to be worldly, but setting his or her heart upon them as the best things. Worldly people have only some floating thoughts of the things of God, while their fixed thoughts, their inward thoughts, are about the world that lies nearest the heart. Worldly people who sell their souls for that which will never buy them shows folly. With all their wealth, they cannot secure themselves from the stroke of death. No matter how much a person strives for wealth, death still awaits, because money cannot add anything to a person's life. Some people may argue that although money does not keep death away, it is still worth pursuing because it brings happiness and satisfaction in life. But the Bible tells us money is meaningless if we let it consume us. It can never satisfy the people who love it, and instead offers worthless goods and anxiety. To strive for wealth brings with it dissatisfaction, not a better life. As Christians, we are not to despise money or to discontinue earning it. Money is a necessity for basic living. However, the Bible warns us that the love of money creates evil, as shown in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. It is important not to allow money to become the center of our lives. When money is not the object of our love and devotion, we are free to focus on higher things. So, what is satisfying in God's eyes? According to God, what should our riches and wealth consist of? Believing in God offers the righteous a lifetime of wealth, as told to us in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33, with, "Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out." Knowing God and understanding his love are the true eternal riches. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee." Money does not love, and it does not linger. It is God who stands by and blesses his children in immeasurable amounts. This promise, not money, truly satisfies. You know, I pray that my satisfaction never be with things or money. I don't want to come to the end of my life and find I have nothing to show for it. We should ask the Lord to remind us that money and property does not translate into heavenly rewards. Those are found in a giving heart and love for God. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.